coming up.
Oh, it's so good.
Just a chat with two voiceover buddies, that's all it is.
Gosh, I don't know if I want to follow that.
How do you say that?
Telemetry. Telemetry.
Telemetry.
Telemetry.
Like lavatory.
Don't say that, I'll go back to it.
So don't be a stranger.
Oh my God, that's the one.
You don't get that much, I tell you that, Sean.
Yeah, some of the information hits you like a wet fish.
I've been put in the corner again.
Everyone will read it differently.
Ooh, I wish I'd done it like that.
God, I love it so much.
It's good conversational technique, that.
Mr. Tumble presents Wildlife on One.
The children blew on their secret thistle whistles.
I just wasn't expecting you to be able to do that.
The whole time, I just had the biggest smile on my face.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello and welcome to How Do You Say That? Sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. There, over there is Mark Rice, yeah. My co-host.
Hello. Hello. Yes, in the
Hiya.
Corner. I've been put in the corner again. And that's Sam Boffin, my co-host.
Hello. So How Do You Say That is all about guests and scripts. Mm. And every week we meet a new guest and ask How Do You Say That and read a few scripts.
Because basically there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways. So Sam, true or false time, a medium, a psychic medium, once told me I'd be happily married and have three beautiful children. True or false?
Well, that's an interesting one. That's more me, I think. True or false? I reckon it was true. I reckon they did say that to you.
She absolutely did say that. I was about 22 at the time. Yes,
my God.
I mean, I have been married. Relatively happily at the time to a man. I didn't have any children. It's like, so I think it's unlikely now, don't you?
I think you've missed the boat. That boat
possibly
has sailed.
Yes.
Okay, Mark, I am such a light sleeper that I have to sleep with earplugs in and sometimes even one of those face masks. Is that true or false?
You see, I can picture it. I can picture you with the face mask and the earplugs. No, I don't think you are. I'm going to say false on that.
You're right. It is entirely false. In fact, I sleep through thunderstorms that wake everyone else up and I don't stir.
Of the two of us, then, I'm the light sleeper.
You're the
How
light
interesting.
Sleeper.
Well, of course, we also have our very special guest this week. It's voice actor Sean Anthony. Hello, Sean.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much
Hello.
For having me. How are you doing?
Absolute pleasure. We're good, thank you. We're good. Sam, let's find out a little bit more about Sean, shall we?
Absolutely. So Sean is a full-time voice actor, part-time pillock.
Really?
His words, not mine, his words. He has been in voiceover for 9 years and got into it because he was worried he'd be too shy to talk at his own wedding. Oh. Having just met him, I can't really believe that, but okay. So before coming to VO, he was a social media manager, website builder, flat roof surveyor, snowboard instructor, barman, barrister's clerk, and a variety of other things.
He's also training in extreme and distorted vocals and vocal stunt work, which is a really cool name for it. He's voiced video game characters from Warhammer 40k Battle Sector, Evil Wizard as a Viking heavy metal singer, and many characters for Core Punk, amongst others. He also has his own podcast, Shut Up and Answer the Question. It's very funny, with co-host actor Ethan Lawrence. Well, welcome along to our little podcast, Sean. Have you got a fun fact for us?
So, yeah, my fun fact is, as a snowboard instructor, I got a little bit lost in a whiteout once and ended up down a valley that not even 24 hours later was then filled up by an avalanche. So that was by the skin of my teeth there.
Oh my God.
At least it didn't actually happen.
How terrifying. Wow, that's one of those incredible lucky escapes. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, with that snowy, scary story, let's have a look at the first script of our show, shall we, and ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
So, Mark, what have you bought for us this week?
Well, this is a script from a large multinational company. There was quite a lot of money behind this e-learning script.
Okay.
And it is an e-learning. It is almost a this is what you do to make our thing work script.
Okay.
But it was long, this one. This is the very beginning of it. There's 45 minutes of the people have to sit through this and take tests at the end of each section.
Wow.
My only question at the moment is just because it says hi, everyone, in like e-learning, I'm putting my e-learning hat on. Is it going to be a hi, everyone, or can I change it to a hello, everyone kind of thing? Or is it literally stick to... this thing.
Actually,
here.
I don't think they would have minded that. They were quite free and easy. I didn't think they would be, but I had to chat to them about a couple of things. I think they wouldn't have minded. I went with hi everyone, but I don't think they would mind necessarily if it works better for you.
Awesome. Okay.
I've got two questions.
Okay.
First question is, were you a particular character?
No, I was me.
You were just you?
Yes.
Okay, narrator, lovely. Could you talk me through what a coast telemetry portal is, and indeed, am I saying it right?
Coast telemetry.
Telemetry.
Because it's all about where you are from the coast. It's a shipping thing.
Did you know that before you did this?
No, of course I didn't.
Oh, that really goes to show how I do my e-learning stuff, because I just read. I don't even ask.
Yeah, me too. As long as I kind of roughly understand what it could be, I don't bother asking, no.
So it's telemetry.
Telemetry.
Oh, God.
Telemetry.
Telemetry. Oh, I'm going to have to write that in. Telemetry.
Do you ever say a word so many times it loses all meaning?
Yeah.
You do know. Telemetry like symmetry.
Telemetry.
Oh, I like that.
Telemetry. I'm going to get it wrong. You know I am.
I didn't think that that would be a word that tripped you up. I didn't think that would be the thing.
Telemetry. Telemetry. Okay. Telemetry?
Telemetry.
Telemetry.
Yes. Oh, crumbs.
Like lavatory.
Don't say it. Don't say that, Sean. I'll go back to it. Honestly. Telemetry. Oh, crumbs. Okay. All right. This feels like a sort of small, you know, I don't know, a sort of small magical person. Hi everyone. No, I'm not going to do it like that. Sorry.
Okay. I don't think it is. I don't think that's what they'd envisaged when they wrote the script, to be honest.
No, okay. Hello everyone. Thanks for joining us today. In this training session, we're going to review the basic functionality of your Coast Telemetry portal, including setup, vehicle tracking, and dashboard reporting. This session is great for first-time users, as well as users who are in the process of setting up their portal and need a refresher on some of the functionality. By attending this session, you will understand how to configure your portal and use meaningful data to reduce the operational costs of your fleet.
I love that. I thought that that ticked so many different boxes. It was friendly, it was pacey, it was conversational, it was absolutely everything I would have wanted from that. I thought that was lovely.
Bloody hell. You don't get that much, I tell you that, Sean.
Well, you know, credit where it's due, Sam. What did you think, Sean?
That was perfect. That was, yeah, everything. It felt so friendly, but it was also so calming, and it just, which also invites a little bit of confidence that whoever's going to be listening to it is sort of set up for the rest of, as you say, the 45 minutes or however long it's going to be, that you're going to be able to understand this information. Because sometimes it is quite dry and it's sort of, some of the information hits you like a wet fish. So that one, it was just so warm and welcoming.
Well, because I didn't care, that's unfair. Because I put a lot of breaths and stumbly bits in, really, that weren't necessarily adhering to the punctuation on the page, it meant that I could have gone on forever like that, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, I was forever taking breaths, and so I never ran out of breath. That was one thing that was quite
It's good conversational technique, that, actually, isn't it, for long form?
Yeah.
Interestingly, I would say that what you did was very modern e-learning, and that's what people ask for now.
Okay.
That's not necessarily what the client wanted. I think they should have wanted that, but they came to me because I'm maybe slightly more traditional.
Okay.
But you'll see that in a moment. I don't know if that gives you any clues or not, Sean, as to how you want
to
do it.
Is it a little bit more deadpan, maybe? I don't know.
However you like.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. In this training session, we're going to review the basic functionality of your Coast Telemetry portal, including setup, vehicle tracking, and dashboard reporting. This session is great for first-time users, as well as users who are in the process of setting up their portal and need a refresher on some of the functionality. By attending this session, you will understand how to configure your portal and use meaningful data to reduce the operational costs of your fleet.
That was nice, Sam, wasn't it? Quite sing-songy, I thought. Quite conversationally sing-song. Nice, in a nice way.
In a lovely way, absolutely. It felt, I can see, do you do a lot of comedy by any chance? Sean?
No, I'd like to though.
You've got a really friendly, comedic, characterful kind of delivery, which I really liked actually.
Oh, thank you.
And also, particularly, that would be brilliant for younger, I think, for not just for kids, but altogether for a younger listener,
yep,
as it were.
Agreed.
I thought that worked really well.
What I thought you did brilliantly was pull out setting up their portal.
Yes.
And,
yeah,
and you absolutely cracked on their portal. And I thought, yep, oh, that's not how I did it, but absolutely I wish I had done now. But it's interesting when you hear other people read it, how you go, oh, I wish I'd done it like that.
Yes, yeah. Well, when I was listening to Sam, I was thinking, well, how can I make mine more friendly, kind of thing. But then when you said, like, you were told to do it a different way as well, it's, again, this the amazing premise of this podcast is that everyone will read it differently. So,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
I mean, the nice thing is, I obviously did it right for them because they came back for four other courses after this one.
Fantastic.
So,
that was good. That was good. So I obviously gave them what they thought they wanted.
Yep.
I think you two will go, oh, it's a bit more deadpan. It's a bit duller than that because it's a bit more traditionally learning.
Got to give them what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's where the money is, right?
Customer's always right.
It's not always about the money, Sam, is it? It's not always about the money.
It's not always about the money.
Just sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right, let me see if I can pull out what I did. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. In this training session, we're going to review the basic functionality of your Coast telemetry portal, including setup, vehicle tracking, and dashboard reporting. This session is great for first-time users, as well as users who are in the process of setting up their portal and need a refresher on some of the functionality. By attending this session, you will understand how to configure your portal and use meaningful data to reduce the operational costs of your fleet.
Yes, yeah, I see what you mean by a more traditional voice for it. But right off the bat, you know what it's going to be delivering, and it's nice and clear, yeah, right at you, and all the information is perfectly delivered.
Yeah, you feel very supported, don't you?
Yes.
Feel very at home with that because you're used to that sort of delivery. I was interested in noticing that you didn't contract.
No.
You
they
will
asked
understand.
Me not, to.
Not you
they,
will
they
understand.
They asked me not to.
They asked you not to contract.
Yep.
And they did that before you even started? Do they know you well?
No, I think it was one of the questions that I asked because I always ask about contractions.
Yeah.
And they asked me not to. And I think that's something to do with subtitles on the screen already.
Right.
Potentially.
Okay.
Now, we've had this discussion before, Sam, of course. This is the kind of work that is ripe for AI picking.
Yep.
And when it's done like that, the way I just did it, that is ripe for AI picking. So I think the more expression and the more personality and the more friendly we can bring to e-learning in 2025, the better for clients because they're going to get something that lifts it to a whole different dimension.
Yeah, absolutely. And did this drop into your lap? As did it come from somebody that knows you?
No, I auditioned for it.
You auditioned for it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you audition with a conventional and a less conventional style, and they said, can we have style number one, please, Mark?
To be honest, I can't remember. I can't remember if I just sent them that or I sent them several different ones. I can't remember, sorry.
They liked your butch
energy. They came back for
energy,
four, so it was all good. It was all good in the end.
Well, it's worthwhile remembering that these are real scripts that we're using, and we've changed the names and details to avoid copyright issues. But while we're on the subject of scripts, you can find both the ones that we're using today in the show notes of the episode.
Yes, indeed you can. So, Sean, you've brought a script with you today. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, yes. So it was for a small game. I'd say it was one of the iPad app games for kids kind of thing.
Yep.
You were just saying, Sam, about giving options for the audition. I normally give about three options, and maybe a couple of accents as well, and some textures for them to choose from, chop and change as they like.
Sean, could you describe the little character picture to us in case I can't put it on Apple Podcast show notes?
Oh, of course, yes. So he's a happy-looking gentleman with a big bushy beard. Well, why do I have to say it that way? Big bushy beard.
Oh, I don't
beard.
Know. Does that give us a clue, maybe?
Oh. Take the clues when they come.
Yes, and he's got sort of some light yellow clothing and some Converse-looking shoes. And, he's got a few wrinkles. I don't know if it's a bow tie or a sort of a collar.
Oh, it could be a collar, yes, absolutely.
Of a polo shirt, maybe.
He looks friendly, though.
Very friendly, yes.
Okay, yeah, nice.
Do you know what it reminds me of, both the visuals and the script? It reminds me of Animal Crossing.
Yes, I think that's what the, it's very similar in the term, like in the type of game it was as well.
I'm assuming, Sean, that all of these lines that you've given us are separate parts of the game. They're all individual lines. It's not a piece of prose, this.
Yes, I think, yeah, it was different. Each one of these lines he asked me to cut it up and send separately. So sure. I think it was just as they came up in the text box, it could just be associated as they came up kind of thing.
Yeah.
Was there any direction on accent at all?
No, it was, I think, actually, it was, I auditioned for it in an American accent to begin with.
Really? Okay.
And then did my English accent and then Scottish. And he actually really liked the Scottish one. So.
I can see why, actually.
Yes, from the picture, potentially, I can see that. Yes.
Yeah.
Man with lots of red hair.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's why Etsu drew it to me for Scottish.
Yes, great. Oh, God, I love it so much.
Do you want me to go first?
I do want you to go first. Oh. I want to see your miles.
Scottish has now completely thrown me because now I can't get that out of my head.
Oh, sorry.
I know, but now I've got that awful urge sitting on my shoulder that I think I ought to try.
Oh, my God. You're such a brave, bold boy.
And the only way I can get into it, do you remember the family Ness when the narrator the children blew on their secret thistle whistles?
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's just taken me right back. I have not remembered that since I was about five.
Okay.
Oh, amazing.
I'm going to try, but this might be terrible. But let's see what comes out. Hello. Sorry to barge in, but I thought I'd come over and introduce myself. That was fucking terrible. Let me try that again. I don't know where that went. The children blew on their secret thistle whistles. Hello, sorry to barge in, but I thought I'd come over and introduce myself. My name is Miles, and I own the general shop. Oh, you did such a great job repairing Lisa's shop. If you could lend me a hand, I'd be very grateful. Oh, thank you so much. It's wonderful. I sell a wide selection of furniture, as well as other odds and ends. The higher your village level, the more items you can buy from my shop. Don't be a stranger. Stop by any time.
I just wasn't expecting you to be able to do that.
That was fantastic.
Did it work?
Did it work? Sean. Oh, yeah.
That was great. That was. I love the. I sell a wide selection of furniture as well. It felt like a bit of an elbow in it. You know what I mean? Sort of thing. It was great.
So, good. I'm glad that. I'm glad that came out because that went through my brain.
That was. It felt really friendly and you just lovely. And you were talking to the player the whole time. I take it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I was thinking one person playing. So it's a dialogue between one person and another.
Yeah.
It was great. You could really, it was really friendly in the approach as well. Like, were you smiling while you were? Yeah. You could hear it coming through as
partly
well.
Partly smile, partly grimace, I think.
I think smile. I think you were, I thought that was fab.
The character is friendly though. If you look at the picture, it is a friend. He has got a smiley face though, hasn't he? Even though he's
really
got a big
smiley
beard, he's got a smiley face.
Gosh, I don't know if I want to follow that.
I don't know
what I'm going to follow it with. I'm actually sitting here thinking, God, what? I feel like I need an accent, but I can't quite work out which. So I'm just going to have to open my mouth and it will come out. Okay, then. Right, then. Hello. Sorry to barge in, but I thought I can't. Oh, I can do it like that, but I'm going to have to start again, I think.
Starting again, that
was amazing.
Do it, West Country? I don't know. Right, okay, then. Okay, let's see what happens there. All right then, my lover. Right, okay. Hello. Sorry to barge in, but I thought I'd come over and introduce myself. My name is Miles, and I own the general shop. Oh, you did such a great job repairing Lace's shop. If you could lend me a hand, I'd be very grateful. Thank you so much. It's wonderful. Now, I sell a wide selection of furniture as well as all sorts of other odds and ends. The higher your village level, the more items you can buy from my shop. Don't be a stranger. Stop by any time.
I loved. Thank you so much. It's wonderful. It just was a beautiful...
That was so good.
Really lovely character. She was so friendly. I mean, that's a very friendly accent anyway, the West Country accent, isn't it, Sean? To be
honest. That was
I aged up.
Oh man, the whole time I just had the biggest smile on my face.
Yeah. It was
absolutely Olivia Coleman from
Hot Fuzz. Yes, because I did think Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. Absolutely, that's what I was thinking too.
I'll take that.
It was absolutely. But it was so it was so lovely. And when you did, I think it was Now I Sell. Wide selection. It was just adding that little bit beforehand, sort of giving it your own character, which is really, really cool.
I'm so excited to hear Sean do this because it could go any. To be honest, it could go anyway.
Yes. Oh gosh, now it's my turn. I have to follow all of that. Oh, ready. Oh, hello. Sorry to barge in, but I thought I would come over and introduce myself. You know. My name's Miles, and I own the general shop. Ah, you did such a great job repairing Lucy's shop. If you could lend me a hand, I'd be very grateful. Oh, thank you so much. It's wonderful. Well, I sell a wide selection of furniture as well as other odds and ends. Well, listen, the higher your village level, the more items you can buy from my shop, yeah? So don't be a stranger. Stop by any time, okay?
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
It's not what I was expecting. You aged up quite a lot there, didn't you?
Hugely,
Yeah. I think it was... I think I remember at that time it was a character that I'd heard that had a... And I wanted to give that a go. And it was the one... Nice. And that was the one that he was like, oh, yeah, we'll do that one. I was like, oh, no.
I mean, Miles had smoked 13 woodbines every day for all of his life, hadn't he?
Oh, yeah, you know.
It was the hacking cough that went into the laugh with thank you so much. It's like, oh, yeah, he's coughing that up.
It's the one that's sort of like, you are mad.
Well, talking of mad, now it's time for the wildcard section of the show. Sean, can you pick one of the scripts for either Sam or myself and give us a new direction, a new character, a new motivation, a new something to do with it?
Right, I was going to go script one through a telephone trying to get someone's help.
Oh, like an emergency
call. Call to action, emergency call.
Yes. You know what, Sam? I think that would be...
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now I feel immediately guilty after
Sam. No. It's a good one. Telemetry,
yes.
Oh, God. I have an absolute block with that. Telemetry. Okay. Hi. Everyone, look, thanks for joining us today. In this training session, we're going to review the basic functionality of your Coast telemetry portal, including setup, vehicle tracking and dashboard reporting. Look, this session is great for first-time users as well as users who are... I know, they're in the process of setting up their portal and need a refresher on some of the functionality. By attending this session, you will understand how to configure your portal and use meaningful data to reduce the operational costs of your fleet.
I could feel the rising panic there.
Oh, that
absolutely
was great.
Gosh, I mean, I wonder if they're going to send an ambulance out straight away. What were you doing physically, Sam? Because it sounded quite a physical character, that.
But I'm not sure I was doing actually that much physically. I picked something up and I was pretending to be on the phone. But apart from that,
okay.
I was quite focused, I think. I don't know what I was doing, actually. I just did it, really.
Okay.
I remember picking something up.
Oh, where you were... I know. That was just so perfectly, like, placed in there as well. It was masterclass.
Right, Sean, I've got one for you.
Okie dokie.
I would like you to be a wildlife presenter, but do not think David Attenborough. I want you to go right the other end of the spectrum for Chris Packham and Michaela Strachan for a kids' TV show, but kids' wildlife presenter. And the producer said to them, don't patronise the kids. Kids don't like it when you patronise them.
Awesome. Okay, okay. What kind of kid age is it going to be? Like CBeebies level, CBBC?
Or yeah, I think so. For primary school children.
Well, actually, with my CBeebies and CBBC hat on, I think you'll find that CBeebies is preschool.
Indeed. Oh, yes.
And
indeed.
That CBBC is 6 to 12 years olds. So
I'm thinking
the
6 to 12.
Younger end of CBBC. Yeah. So you're the younger end of CBBC is what we're looking at, I suppose, yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. In this training session, we're going to review the basic functionality of your Coast Telemetry portal, including setup, vehicle tracking, and dashboard reporting. This session is great for first-time users, as well as users who are in the process of setting up their portal and need a refresher on some of the functionality. By attending this session, you will understand how to configure your portal and use meaningful data to reduce the operational costs of your fleet. Sorry.
Nice. And you know that the producer would come back and go, well, you nearly nailed the patronising. I thought that was lovely. I thought it was really nice.
I loved that. That felt to me that one where you were used to being a CBeebies presenter, but you'd been catapulted in to be suddenly CBBC and you were trying to get the lie of the land.
Yeah. Mr. Tumble presents Wildlife on One.
It was literally just like that.
It was just like that. I love the way you had to pull yourself back.
Yes.
Oh, no, I've gone too far. Okay, now.
Nice.
It's really lovely. So good.
Well, Sam, what are you going to pluck out of your brain for me, I wonder?
Right. What I've got in my brain for you today is a life coach.
Okay. Oh, there are lots of different ones of those, aren't there? Okay.
Yeah, there are lots of different life coaches. So you can choose your favourite or alternatively the one that you would most like to be. This life coach is about to start the very first lesson. It's a 10-week course. This is the beginning of the first one. And you've just got a new group of very interested people.
Okay.
At a local adult education
of course
college
it is, yes. called Miles. Yeah, all right, okay. Adult education, life coach. Right, okay.
Yes.
Hello, hello. Sorry to barge in. I thought I'd come over and introduce myself. My name's Miles. Yeah, I own the general shop. Oh, you did a great job repairing Lacey's shop. Yeah. Now, if you could lend me a hand, I'd be grateful. Yeah, thank you so much. It's wonderful. Now, I sell a wide selection of snake oil, as well as other odds and ends. So the higher your village level by the end of the course, the more items you can buy from my shop. So don't be a stranger now. Stop by any time.
I love the way you made that. Just a complete prose passage.
Wasn't he horrible?
It worked
though.
Well, yeah.
It did. I worked better than I thought as
well.
Prose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I could picture it perfectly. Just sort of coming into sort of like a community hall with the fold up chairs as well. Just sort of going, hello.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd let you know. Here I am kind of thing. Oh, it was great.
Absolutely.
And then when you said snake oil as well, I nearly just sort
by
of
that point in the script, it felt like snake oil. It didn't feel like he was much of a life coach by that point.
Play How Do You Say That?
As always, we've put the scripts in the show notes so you can have a try of those characters or any others for yourself.
Sean, I think we've gathered anyway that your style is quite eclectic. You do lots of character work and that's great.
Yes.
Because you aren't necessarily what one would call a conventional voice. So talk us through what that means though when you market to potential clients. Have you got a conventional marketing approach or are you a bit off the wall?
I will normally try and break the ice with something silly out there, kind of like a clap in the face of just trying to get the attention and get a little bit of a laugh, kind of not literally clap in the face just person I've never met
before. That
would
be a very interesting way of networking.
But yeah, I'll try and do something like that to sort of grab attention and then get a few laughs and then bring it back down to sort of either a conversation about what they do, what I can offer or things like that, which is normally quite handy. That's normally on a face-to-face or online e-learning when they're telling you to give your 30-second pitch.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Do you do much marketing like that? Do you do much networking?
Not as much as I used to, but I try and, yeah, I try and get out to talking to humans as much as possible because, well, being a voice artist yourself, you know how solitary it can be. And most of the time I'm just talking to my dog and I don't realise that's actually my external thought process now.
But I think actually because you are more eclectic, because you're not the usual, that probably comes across in real life really well.
I'm only recently starting to be able to feel more comfortable doing this a bit more often, if that makes sense. Normally, I've been so long trying to, be on your best behavior, trying to do what you think they would like to hear, if that makes sense. Yeah. Absolutely. Trying to be that lowest common denominator, when in actual fact, it is much more helpful to be yourself. Because then not only does it bring people that like your kind of vibe towards you anyway, people that might not get on with the way that you work or the way that you present, then they know to kind of not steer clear, but sort of go, oh, yeah, I won't use you for this project kind of thing, which is I have had before where they have said, yeah, you're a bit too lively for what we want right now. But
lively.
But that means that you're top of mind when they have something a bit more quirky that they want to do, I suspect.
Yes, yes. And that's actually from one of the auditions that I did for one of my favorite video game characters. I was a boss in a video game who was a Viking, just getting as big and boisterous as you can.
Yeah.
And that's when they did come back to me and just like, yeah, I remember you from last time. Would you like to try this?
Was that what piqued your interest in doing the kind of extreme vocals?
Yes, I think it's like when they ask for a scream or a death cry or something like that, I was always trying to push myself a little bit further. So I found my through listening to, I'm a bit of a metalhead anyway, but understanding where they can actually do their screams and how they hold themselves and support their system without damaging their vocal folds, you can make some frankly horrific sounds without doing any damage at all, which I think would be, which is helpful for when you're playing demons and stuff like that. It's also just, I think I found it interesting, so I fell down that hole.
It's almost like you need to gain that confidence and realization that actually people are looking for you, or at least some people are looking for you, and that's probably enough people. So you learn, don't you, to navigate your way through on your terms eventually.
Yes, definitely. And as you say, doing it on your way as well, it just makes it feel a little bit easier and more authentic. And in a time when everything that's being like, well, with AI and that, you've just got a generic kind of middle ground of everything. Yep. Having something that's a little bit more authentic and human feeling goes a long way.
I think we could all learn to protect our vocal folds a little bit more as well, couldn't we? Absolutely.
Oh, and be more of ourselves.
And be more of ourselves. Sean, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I've had an absolute ball. I've had a smile on my... It gets to the point where I've been smiling so much that I've got a little bit of a headache, but in the best possible way. And thank you so much for having me.
I'll send the aspirin in the post there. A reminder that all of Sean Anthony's details can be found in the show notes.
Yes, absolutely. And the scripts are there too. So do hit the follow button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you would.
Please. That's it for this week. Thanks again to Sean Anthony. We will be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest where we'll be asking,
How do you say that? How do you say that?